Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
When you hear the Senegalese homies talking about Dip, then there's only one man to fit the bill, and that's Dip Dundugis. He is undoubtedly the king of hip-hop that side, and has been for a good 5 years since his 2016 debut. He recently released a three-track single, which I'm thrilled to review today. It's titled Bonus Track. Africa. Murise. My name is MJ Omota, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Hopefully, my people, you're doing all right. How you doing? Me? I can't complain. Working, living, as always. Otherwise, let's do this review thing. Bonus track by Dip Dundugis.
The latest African album review is...
Loading. Bonus track was released May 28th, 2021 under UWAR. It has three songs, 9 minute 54 second runtime, no features, and a couple of producer placements, which are Gilomas and Karabalik beats.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The three-track single opens up with Tao, which is one of the dopest beats I've heard. The bass modulations are so dope, honestly. Dip comes through with surgical precision in his raps and his transitions to give that raw feeling to the overall delivery are just so impressive. Peace of Mind starts with some piano keys that are joined by some smoothly sung vocals around the 30 second mark, which is actually the chorus. Dip then gives us a very measured rap in the style we've come to know and love from him. There's a delay and reverb that fills the space, since most of the beat really is piano keys and nothing else. And that's just a bold move from the man, but he's done it before, and I know he's gonna continue doing something like this, always with a surprise, especially when it comes to the instrumentation, but still maintaining that hip-hop vibe. Sajoban is more tempoed up compared to the other two tracks, and will get your head bopping in no time. Dip is so good at this style switch up. So from the deep, listen to the words kind of hip hop to this almost R&B sing rap kind of vibe. I mean, this could be your club hit kind of approach. It's so easy on the ear.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
This short project is a simple listen, and at 9 minutes 54 seconds, it's hardly a commitment and an easy one at that. When you really look at the flow of bonus track, starting from track 1 right to track 3, it starts off with a more commanding listen to this kind of feel to it, before it just gets to track 3, which still maintains a bit of that, but has a lot more in the beat to just make you kind of just vibe to it than the other two tracks. A number of things work for Dip, far more than meets the eye. Vocally, he has some wonderful contributions to anything he touches. He is technically one of the most gifted spitters alive, and you can quote me on that, I stick by my word. Secondly, his beat selection is super consistent. He's in my top 5 in Africa for having that process just locked down. Listen to his beats and you realize he's unlike anybody else you've heard. Third, he has mature subject matter, and this is basing it off of the other songs that he's done in the past as well. And it puts him in an elite league in the range of issues he tackles in his music. Dare I say political issues as well. And the delivery together with that, considering that he's rapping in Wolof, which is language spoken in Senegal, the Gambia and Mauritania as well, it just gives his music a whole different feel altogether. The mixing and mastering on bonus track were pretty good, and some interesting aspects to note in the details, especially when they decided to work different singing or rapping styles within the same song. You instantly understand what they were attempting to do for the sonic enhancement, which is something I really liked.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
I personally listened to Dip to marvel at his skills on the mic and crazy unique beat selection. I can only understand very little of what he raps or sings about, since he does so in Wolof, like I mentioned earlier, but he always has my attention every time. It's even better when he does videos too, because I get to actually understand a bit more about the song, even if he does sprinkle some English here and there. If you're a hip hop lover, just try this EP single out, just for how differently awesome it is if you don't understand Wolof. Senegal is an interesting music scene, and Dip is probably the best start to the music scene that side for any hip-hop lover. Bonus track is Dip at his best, and in many ways, a continuation of his flirtation with a brand of hip-hop he can truly call his own. He's got his own unique sound. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.